Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, I'm now National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black, you mob. Yarn up strong here on the Murray Grapevine. Now, hypocritical attitudes towards disability in the workplace revealed. Three-quarter of Australians agree that workplaces need to be more inclusive when it comes to hiring people with a disability. Yet one in two admit they would have a problem working alongside someone with Tourette syndrome. This Tourette syndrome awareness week, 3rd to the 9th of May, Aussies are encouraged to tick the box on inclusion and embrace disabilities in the workplace by sharing a selfie of themselves or their colleagues with the hashtag hashtag ticks, tick the box, and hashtag TSAW21. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Seamus Evans, ambassador for Tourette Syndrome Association Australia, TSAA, public speaker, stand-up comedian, radio personality, and a content creator on the line. Seamus, very good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where do you stem from? We'd like to ask the mob, who your mob, where you from? Where does Seamus Evans stem from, brother?
I'm Seamus.
Brother. Yep.
That's all right. My heritage is Italian, but at the moment I'm living in Brisbane.
Yes.
And born and bred in Brizzy. I actually lived in Cairns for 2 years.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah. So a local from the past.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Cairns. It's one of my favourite places. I only moved back in August last year, but I love it.
Good, fantastic. So if we go any further, brother, just explain to our listeners out there, as well as myself, regarding Tourette syndrome. Please explain the situation there, brother.
So Tourette syndrome is an accumulation of tics. It's a neurological condition, and you have to have both motor and vocal tics to classify as Tourette syndrome. And within that diagnosis, there are so many other smaller conditions that come with it. So, for example, I have ADHD and OCD, and it's extremely common in people with Tourette's to have something else, whether it's, autism or Asperger's or ODD or ADHD, anxiety. There are so many different things that fall under the umbrella with Tourette's syndrome.
Sure. And explain the symptoms and what it creates for an individual.
So, for me, my tics, I twitch my shoulder, I jerk my head back as if I'm saying hello to someone when they walk by. I open up my mouth quite widely, blink excessively, grunt. I grunt quite often. Mm. And lately, I've had I clench my teeth together like that.
Sure. So you're aware of what's happening, but just the control factor sort of comes and goes. Is that right?
Well, it's interesting because sometimes it's like having an itch on your arm.
Yes.
So sometimes, if you've got an itchy arm, you'll scratch it without even realising. And someone will go, oh, you just scratch your arm.
Yeah.
You don't even realise.
Gotcha, yes.
But sometimes when you do start, going, oh, hang on, I've got an itchy arm, and then you can control how you want to scratch it.
Sure.
So sometimes you're aware and sometimes you're not.
Sure. And look, here we have the Tourette Syndrome Awareness Week happening 3rd and 9th of May. So the message to you as an ambassador is putting a word out there and just understanding, respecting people in the space, yes, working alongside them.
Well, here's the thing. It's not as rare as people think. Like when you hear Tourette Syndrome, it's like, oh, that's only in movies. But it's actually 1 in 100 people have Tourette Syndrome. So, if you have a school up in Cairns that has 300 students, statistically, 3 of those students will have Tourette syndrome.
Sure.
So it's more common than people think. And that's why this week's so important, because, if you start noticing people, you know, how they rearrange their shirt and they move their shoulder because their shirt looks uncomfortable. But they do it 10 times in a space of 20 minutes.
Sure.
And then the next day they do it with a different shirt on. So you realise, oh, hang on, that's a tick. Or someone, if they're blinking excessively, you think, oh, what, have you got something in your eye? Oh, no, no, I'm just blinking. So it's extremely common.
Sure.
And you'll start noticing it in people.
And it's about educating the people who haven't got Tourette's syndrome. I mean, you are part of the community. You are an Australian, and we're here to support, help, and respect people in the position. Yep.
Well, absolutely. Like, I went to a Tourette's syndrome camp only a few weeks ago on the Sunshine Coast of Queensland, and seeing the kids come together in a community where it's a safe space to go, hey, it's okay. You can tick. You can be yourself. You can let it out. Because some of these kids, you know, they can't go to school. They're too harshly bullied.
Yes.
They can't go to shopping centres because everybody looks at them weird. There are so many times where, you know, they're isolated, they're rejected, and for them to come together in a community where it's a safe space to go, just let it out, go nuts, it's fine, no judgement.
Sure.
Such an important aspect to a kid growing up.
Exactly. And if you look at it, well, we as all human beings, we are all different. And so we just need to respect each other's differences. And, we're all heading in the same direction. We are all one. And that's what it's all about. So the message out there to everybody out there, Tourette Syndrome Awareness Week is happening this week. Just be aware of the people around you and love and respect them in their skin. Yep.
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it better, brother.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, great talking with you. All the best to you, my brother. What do you do for Quid?
So I'm a public speaker, and I go into schools and I educate students on how to overcome adversity and build resilience by sharing how I overcame Tourette to work in television and radio.
Fantastic, brother. Enjoying that journey?
Mate, I'm loving it. It's great, you know, connecting with the students. And when I was growing up, I needed something like that because I failed school. I was horrible. I couldn't concentrate, couldn't sit still, and I wanted to be on television.
Sure.
So you can imagine, how can a kid who can't concentrate, who can't sit still with Tourette's be on TV?
Well, you're doing it. Well, you're doing it.
Well, that's right. So through resilience and persistence and over accepting who I was as a person, I was able to pursue that and build my confidence. And I want to instill that in students around Australia.
Too beautiful, brother. And they're saying if you're doing something you love and you're getting paid to do it, the best job in the world, isn't it?
Absolutely, mate. I haven't worked a day in my life.
You're the man.
I love what I do.
Brother, good talking with you, Seamus. All the best. You take care, and we'll yarn soon, brother.
Absolutely, mate. You have a good one.
Take care. Bye-bye. So there's Seamus Evans, his name is, Ambassador for Tourette Syndrome Association Australia, TSAA, public speaker, stand-up comedian, radio personality and content creator. And the topic there, hypocritical attitudes towards disability in the workplace revealed. So it's about love and respect and people in their space. And understanding who they are and respecting who they are in their skin. That's what it's all about. Three quarters of Australia agree that workplaces need to be more inclusive when it comes to hiring people with disability. And yet one in two admit they would have a problem working alongside someone with Tourette syndrome. And so it is Tourette Syndrome Awareness Week, 3rd to the 9th of May. And I was encouraged to tick the box on inclusion and embrace disabilities in the workplace. All right, Tudelli, might have you say yarn up strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. When the sun shines, come on and I say, what's up? What's up with you? When the sun shines, come on and we can take a break and hold up. Yeah. We can take a day and let it all come back.
Okay.
We can take a break and hold up.
Hello.
We can take a day and let it all come back.
Fresh sheets on the bed where I never sleep.
Never.
No days off, I got a job I could never leave.
Never.
The pedigree, you could never find a better team. 25-8, make it stretch like a limousine. Burning candles with the kerosene. Trying to make it work from the little that they're giving me.
And even if it mattered, it don't mean a thing. 10,000 carats or no diamond rings, it don't mean a thing, it don't mean a thing. You gave me your world, you don't owe me a thing. You don't owe me a
good morning.
When the sun shines, says good morning. Good morning, I say, what's up?
Yeah, what's up
with you?
And I don't really know how I'm moving.
Hold on.
gonna. And now and then a trip sometimes. Yeah, I trip sometimes. If I'm one man, I'll f*** it up. We can take a break and hold up. We can take a day and let it all come back. We can take a break and hold up. We can take a day and let it all come back around.
Each day rolling to the next. Next took leaps and bounds, but I never skipped a step. Put it on the bench just to get it off my chest. New sheets fresh on the bed where I still haven't slept.
We'll be on till the break is on. We let it pop till the tape record. And we'll be done when we say we're done. We'll give a break and we'll save you some, maybe. When it all comes back around.
To Delia Briggs and featuring Mookie and the song there, the track there, Good Morning. And a good morning to you all. Welcome to your daily program, National Talk Black. Like I said, it's I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM, Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, you on. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Now, in Australia first, new hub launches to support the development of sick and premature newborns. We're going to catch up a yarn with founder and board director of Miracle Babies Foundation, Melinda Cruz, that is. My sister, how are you, Melinda? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Melinda?
Down in Sydney.
All right. Fantastic. Congratulations. In an Australian first, new hub launches to support development of sick and premature newborns. So tell us about this beautiful space you're working in.
Yeah, absolutely. So the foundation's been running, Miracle Babies has been running for about 15 years. Mm. And, you know, in the beginning we were very, and we still are, very focused on a family's journey through their pregnancy, their time within the hospital with their baby, and then what happens in those early days and first year and that when they go home. But what we've found is, and new research is showing, that the effects of a baby being born premature can be long-lasting. So it can actually extend into their toddler years, during primary school, high school, right into adulthood. So what we've done with this new information hub is be able to supply and inform families, as well as these prems are going, information on what they'll need through each of those life stages.
Look, it took them a while to come to the table in regard to support of our beautiful mothers out there and our newborns. But it's here, and it's fantastic that the service extends to the mother and the child on the home front as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know how much it's needed, not only for the development of the child, but also for the emotional stability of what the family goes through as they go through this experience of having someone, you know, a baby that's been born premature or sick.
Well, exactly, especially when we're talking about a first baby for the mother, uncharted water, so to speak, you know, and it could be a strain on the mother, as well as emotionally, but spiritually, physically, all the above, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I've gone through the experience three times.
Okay. And,
definitely with my first one, it was a big shock, you know, first time in my entire family that someone had a premature baby.
Yep.
So really an unknown world, and at a time that you should be, you know, celebrating and being happy, it's, you know, engulfed in fear and trauma and the unknown. So it's definitely a very, very scary time for families.
Exactly. And I think the mothers will be arms open in regard to this beautiful service, new service, and like I said, Australians first.
Yeah, I think so, because what's been happening, and we have so much resources and programs and services for those first, even up to 5 years of life and when they're ready for school, to be able to support a family. But we've noticed that once they go to school, there's a whole lot of different, you know, milestones. Mm. Research out of Tasmania has shown that babies that are born premature, you know, can be significantly behind in executive function, in how they relate to attention in class and concentration, how they relate to, you know, social skills with fellow students. So it's not only families that are noticing, but teachers as well.
Yes.
That, you know, these children need more support, but where do they go?
Sure.
So that's why we worked, particularly during COVID, when we weren't able to run a lot of our services, everything had to move online. We spent a lot of time looking at the research and making sure that we were able to have an information hub like this so we could support families through every life stage with their baby.
And the information hub, is that across the nation, at hospitals or offices? Tell us how it's all set up in that sense.
Yeah, so they just come onto our website, which is miraclebabies.org.au. In the information section, everything is separated so that they can go to whatever life stage they are at the moment, whether mm-hmm. it be pregnancy, their time in hospital, their first years after discharge, and then there's primary school, high school, and adulthood. So they can come into each of those sections and have a look, and everything's there. So the way that we've set it up, it's called our Nurture E, and the reason E's significant is that we look at education, evidence, so mm-hmm. we're looking at the research, what's backing that, how we can educate families, and then what they need to do with that information and how we can empower them on next steps so that that way that they are and their babies are thriving.
And so they're not, we're all in this together. It supports the mother and the baby. A fantastic yeah. service and new launch as it does. So to the webpage, that once again is, sorry, Melinda?
miraclebabies.org.au.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing, and all the best to our beautiful mothers out there and newborns. I say welcome to the world, and we're here to guide you, hold your hand on that journey, yes?
Absolutely. We're there every stage of the way. Beautiful, Melinda. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adelia, Melinda Cruz, her name is, founder and board director of Miracle Babies Foundation. So in an Australian first, new hub launches to support the development of sick and premature newborns. So love and respect our beautiful mothers out there and our newborns, our babies, increasing the population. But support is there by checking out the webpage, Miracle Babies Foundation. So do check that out. If you're in that space, or if you're about to go into space, or if you know someone who is, then there's support there by just clicking away and press enter. There it is. Have your say. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn. Too deadly.
I turn to you in despair to ask for your forgiveness, to see if you still care, to hold you in my arms again, just to see you smile. We'll take away the pain and make it all worthwhile. Stay with me just for the moment, yeah. Stay with me as far as stay with me. I'm
On your mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Now you got me boomba, telling my boogan, how it you mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Here, you're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Don't.
Yeah, Delhi track there, Love and Company, and that's Namaka Karawa here on your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Delhi program, National Talk Black, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across this Delhi country of ours, Delhi Black Network, and all the songs, yarns, voices of our people and live in the 21st century. So have you say yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
She's a hard-working woman, trying to keep her happy home, with a family to care for. She's standing on her own, and she's a hard-loving woman, taking care of everyone. We all know that she's an angel. We all know she's number one. But take a little time for taking care of number one. Another day and you get older. You know woman's work is dead. She's a hard-living woman, had to struggle all her life just to keep her family happy. Takes all her precious time. But take a little time taking care of number one. Another day and you get older. You know a woman's work is never done, and you know the work's not over at the setting of the sun. Take it away, fellas.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. She don't care about my car, and she don't care about my money, and that's real good, cause I don't got a lot to spend. But if I did, it wouldn't mean nothing. She likes me for me, not because I look like Tyson Beckford with the charm of Robert Redford oozing out my ears. What she sees are my faults and indecisions, my insecure conditions, and the tears upon the pillow that I shed. She don't care about my big screen, my collection of DVDs. Things like that just never mattered much to her. Plus, she don't watch too much TV. And she don't care that I can fly her to places she ain't never been. If she really wants to go, I think deep down she knows that all she has to say is when. She likes me for me, not because Fargo, I think his name is Steve. She's the one for me,
She likes me for me, not because I sing like Pavarotti or because I'm such a hottie. I like her for her, not because she's fat like Cindy Crawford. She has got so much to offer. Why does she waste all her time with me? There must be something there that I don't see. I don't see.
Yeah, Two Deadly Mob, welcome back to your Deadly Program, National Talk Black. The baldy one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Deadly Program, National Talk Black, and I come to you live from First National Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbleboop Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Don't forget the number, 1-800-422-416. If you want to have your say, get off your chest, let it all out. Murray here, all ears. Otherwise, you can text your brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well for your keyboard warriors, BBM 987 FM. So do check that out. The rugby league scores over the weekend, NRL, we got the Raiders who got defeated by the Rabbitohs, 30 points to 20. The Storms annihilated the Sharks, 40 points to 14. The Broncos got up over the Titans, 36 points to 28. And the Titans were leading something like 22 points to nil in the first 15 minutes. But, look, lost their grip there and lost to the Broncos. Broncos had a win there at home turf at Suncorp Stadium. The Panthers defeated Sea Eagles, 28 points to 16 out at Bathurst and Country New South Wales. And the Eels annihilated the Bulldogs, 32 points to 10. The Roosters annihilated the Knights, 38 points to 4. And the Warriors defeated the Cowboys, 24 points to 20. And the last game of the round was the West Tigers defeated the Dragons 16 points to 8. So there is an NRL. Hope your team won and hope you're betting responsibly. That's what it's all about. And not putting your house on the games. Have your say, Jan Armstrong here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Thank you. people learn their ways.
Nothing like I've ever known. You have me right under your spell now. You know I can't stop thinking about these thoughts running through my head are sticking to me like a tattoo. Traces your shadow on the wall. I'm lost in your eyes, just like I've seen a shooting star. You hold me close, so your skin is mine. Your body shivering and the tremble in your breath.
That's called Remember, Dwayne Everett, Everett Smith, and hope you remember me, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. We've got about 6 minutes to do so, but all ears here, otherwise 24-7, text from brother 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. Okay, let's go to the scores with the AFL over the weekend. The Tigers got up against the Bulldogs, 77 points to 55. The Suns had a win up against the Collingwood, 79 points to 55. And then the GW Giants, they defeated the Adelaide Crows, 106 points to 39. Sounds like cricket scores there. St Kilda got up over Hawthorn, 128 points to 59. And the Lions got up against Port Adelaide, 93 points to 44. And the Swans got up against the Cats, Geelong Cats, 90 points to 88. And the Demons, Melbourne Demons, got up against North Melbourne, 103 points to 73. The Bombers went down to Carlton, 123 to 107. And West Coast Eagles, they defeated Fremantle, 132 points to 73 in the local derby over there. So there it is. Hope you're well, you mob, and I hope you had a deadly weekend. A long weekend it was, and we are now in the middle of, or coming into the hump in regard to Wednesday. That's all happening tomorrow, but your daily program 24/7, no, not even. It's only Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, 1 hour program. But you can always have your say on our Facebook page as well, or our texting. But give the Murray call, 5 minutes left for your mob. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Beautiful voice, Gurumal and the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, Baru, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It comes to the time where Murray got to sign off you, mob. I thank you very much for your company. I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that daily number, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. National Talk Black, have you say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Check out our Facebook page, BBM 987 FM. And 24/7, you can always text a brother, 0457140550. Thank you for your company, your mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're still in pandemic. We are not out of the woods. And thinking of our brothers and sisters there in India. So let's not be lackadaisy, mob. All right, take care.